for our faith community.
20-year-old Rosalita JJ is from Liberia. The daughter of undocumented immigrants is leading a prayer service with clergy who support the DREAM Act. She currently attends the Community College of Baltimore County, Essex, where she studies nursing. Right now, she pays the out-of-state tuition rate to attend classes. She'd like to pay the lower in-state rate. She says it's only fair.
We contribute towards the economy. You know, we help out with work and everything, but it's like fairly education-wise, there's a limit on us. So by voting for question four, it breaks every limit towards fair education for Baltimore immigrants that are here.
Give me some information about the Maryland Dream Act.
Patricia Fernandez is at Morgan State University, where she's handing out literature in support of the DREAM Act. The daughter of undocumented immigrants from India has lived in the U.S. for 7 years and is also a student at CCBC Essex. She, too, wants to pay in-state tuition, but can't.
I take 2 credits, and it's 18-something for just 2 credits, and I can barely pay the minimum payments because what work I do, it's still not enough to cover my minimum payments. So
you're working your way through college?
Basically, yes. It's very difficult.
What do you think is the biggest misconception people have about the DREAM Act?
That it's only for Latinos, that it's only for Mexican people, but it benefits so many more people just other than Mexicans and Latinos.
Mr. Speaker.
Lawmakers approved the DREAM Act last year. If voters approve it, community colleges must charge in-state or, in some cases, in-county tuition, their lowest rates, to undocumented immigrants if they prove they graduated from a Maryland high school after attending it for 3 years. The student must also prove they or their parents have paid taxes for 3 years, and they must provide proof they're applying for permanent citizenship. Opponents like Baltimore County Delegate Pat McDonough say the DREAM Act gives a taxpayer benefit to those here illegally.
This point illustrates clearly the unfairness of having a person here that does not have lawful presence receiving a state benefit from the taxpayers, while immigrants who have come through the front door and played by the rules do not.
Opponents circulated petitions to get the issue on this year's ballot, collecting nearly 105,000 valid signatures, nearly twice the number required. Ann Miller helped collect the petition signatures and is campaigning to get voters to reject what's called Question 4. She finds a lot of problems with Question 4 and the way it's presented to voters.
There's a lot of the stipulations in the language of the legislation that are unenforceable, and there's no consequence for not following them. So I really think that they were put into the legislation just to make the law more palatable to the citizens.
But is that on the in the question before voters? I mean, would you, if you see the question on the ballot, do you know that?
No.
Opponents also argue the state can't afford to offer in-state tuition to undocumented immigrants at a time when higher education funding is tight. Charles Lawler, a former Republican congressional candidate, made this argument at a recent forum at Morgan State.
We're not denying opportunity. We're not saying these aren't good kids. And we're not saying these kids don't work hard. Here's what we're saying. We cannot pay and provide everyone in-state tuition because our dollars will run out.
A Washington Post poll of likely voters out last week found that 59% supported the DREAM Act. But advocates from both sides think this year's vote on question 4 will be much closer. Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.